hosted by Bobby Enright.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Reach Your Peak Podcast with your host, Bobby Enright. So, hope everybody's well and enjoying the fantastic weather we've just had in the country over the last 8 to 10 days. It's been absolutely fantastic, and it's great to see everybody in absolutely super spirits, getting outside, getting active. It has been difficult to train inside, to be honest. So most people have decided or opted to train early morning, which is brilliant, and I'm a huge advocate of that, because that's something that I try to instill in all my clients I coach. And also I train myself in the morning and find it just gets me going for the day and kind of sets up my focus and really sets the body up for a very productive day. So at the moment, there's a lot of people that I've just finished preps with, just photo shoot preps at the moment. I have a few clients as well at the moment in competition prep, coming to the final stages, some clients, and in some clients still having 12 to 16 weeks left in their current prep for stage. So the big question that comes in over the last few days, especially with people finishing photo shoot preps and maybe long dieting phases, is how do you recover from a dieting phase, and what's the protocol, or what's the tips that I can give you that you can start to look at if you are prepping, or you're coming out of a photo shoot prep or competition prep, or a very, very aggressive dieting phase within your own nutrition and your own health and fitness. So we have a couple of areas we need to look at. The first thing, we look at the five cards we play within a prep. Number one is going to be calories. So the total amount of calories you're consuming from the start of prep right towards right to the end of prep. Where's the finishing point? Number two would be you look at your outputs through cardiovascular work. How much cardio are you actually doing at the very end of prep? Number three is your training protocols. So how much strength training you're doing, what type of strength training, what kind of volume, what kind of intensity. Have you periodized through your prep, and especially at the end of the prep? Number four, we look at NEAT and steps, and how much are you doing in terms of daily non-exercise associated thermogenesis. So how much are you doing outside of all the variables like training and cardio? And then the last thing we look at is health markers. Where are your health markers at the moment? Where's the base? So I would recommend for anybody going into prep at the start of prep to get their blood works done, just to see where you are in terms of all your markers, in terms of your recommended daily allowances for likes of iron, zinc, B vitamins, testosterone, all this kind of stuff. So you're checking everything and just seeing where the baselines are. Now I deal and coach only with natural athletes, so on the assisted side, that's obviously a different world and a different ballgame in terms of the amount of we'll say focus you have to put into blood works throughout your prep. But for natural athletes, which I deal with, I would suggest that you start prep with your blood works done. So the first thing we think talk about here is we talked about calories. So the most important factor in dieting is obviously to put yourself in a deficit over a period of time. So number one, how long has your diet been? Say for typical prep diet, you're looking at 16 to 20 weeks. You're coming out of your prep probably at at the lowest point of your calories. Now, it just depends on how you set up your diet. For a lot of people, and especially more experienced and more advanced trainees that I would coach, we would be in a period at the end of prep to be able to reverse back up into the show or into the shoot. But for a lot of people, it's going to be linear dieting all the way down, with a couple of refeeds thrown in here and there, a bit of diet break may possibly put in if we have enough time. So the key thing is you're coming out of your diet, you're on extremely lower calories, way below your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, or your resting metabolic rate. And what do you do? So my protocols that I work off of, and I would suggest that you again, it's very individual to the person, and everybody's different in the way they approach stuff, but I like to bring the person back as close to maintenance as possible, as quick as possible. So for instance, if somebody is coming in at 1,000 calories at the end of their prep, I will bring them to at their current weight, their true maintenance at their current weight, taking into account the adjustments I'm going to make on training output and cardiovascular output and NEAT. So all the adjustments there are all taken into account. So it's not a case of you jumping straight back up into the maintenance figure at the person at the start of prep. You have a completely different person in front of you now. I'd have clients that would have lost up to 20 pounds of weight within a prep cycle, or even up to 30 pounds. So we need to take into account the current weight, the current structure and strategies you're utilizing within the training going forward, and the cardiovascular and NEAT going forward. And then you I would bring the client back up to maintenance there. The main focus is to try to bring the body back into homeostasis, bring down fatigue as soon as possible, limit stress as much as possible. And then once they're in that maintenance phase, we'll run that for a few weeks and then we'll see how the body progresses. Well, normally what I see here, and 99% of the time, we see fatigue washing away. We see a lot happier person at that stage. Training is pretty good. The numbers are starting to creep back up and the body composition is holding really, really well. We're not looking for a massive gain in weight over the first week or 2 or 3 weeks. We're looking for a steady increase in body fat and body weight. Really, really focusing on gaining as much lean tissue in this period as we possibly can and minimizing the fat gain. Obviously, there is going to be body fat being put on in this period, but we're trying to manage it as well. You're not going to jump in and eat 2,000 calories every single day more and suddenly put on a load of body fat because your body's in a very responsive position at post-prep. So we need to be careful and we need to be planning. So my advice there is on your current weight at the end of prep, take into account the training you're going to be doing going forward. Obviously, the less training you're going to be doing, you're only going to be pushing as hard through cardio and weight training, taking that into account as well, and then bringing your calories up to a maintenance level. And that would be my first tip there. The next tip, I would look at cardiovascular work. You know, at the end of prep, most people would be hitting 6 to 7 days cardio. Depending on the person at the moment, for myself personally, I'm 3 weeks out from a show. I'm doing 4 30-minute cardio sessions, which I've transferred. I do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'm doing a run at the weekends, which I've had through all my off season and all my last prep. So I've never stopped doing that. So it's not evasive for me and the body. Not tracking any times or anything like that, just running about 8K on a Sunday or Saturday, depending on the week. And so I'm doing 5 sessions. For most people, they're going to be doing probably 6 to 7. And what we're going to do there straight away is I'm going to half that. So what I normally do with people, if I have them at 6 60-minute sessions per day, we're going to bring that down to 3 45s straight away, just to bring away a little bit of the output. Again, we're giving the body more calories. There's no point keeping cardio as high as that, because what you're going to do is just eat up them calories and then the person's going to be in the same position. So we want to bring stress down and bring output down, so we have the cardio. And again, this is very individual to the person and how much I would do, but again, that gives you a rough idea going from 3 660s down to 3 45s. So that would be the first thing we do. And then we would look at adding in a little bit less cardio as we go forward. I like the aspect of in the off season for most athletes, at least 2 to 3 20 to 30 minute aerobic based sessions per week, just to really work on that aerobic base and that aerobic system, just for general health. So cardiovascular is our second card we've played. We've halved the cardiovascular work. We've brought our calories up to maintenance. And now we look at resistance training. At the end of prep, volume is very, very managed because the intensity of the sessions are still kept quite high. But again, we manage volume because the food is not there for massive amount of volume. So we periodize the volume through our prep. We're at the start of prep, loads of food, loads of energy. We can push a little bit more in terms of volume. Intensity is going to be carried right through the prep, and towards the tail end of prep, peak week, we're obviously dropping off in intensity and then letting the body naturally set into its perfect state and bring wash away a little bit of fatigue and bring the best look to stage or the shoot. So what I would do there with the training wise, I would deload completely from training for a week, where I would get the client to take a complete week off. We're bringing the calories to maintenance, we're having the cardio, we're keeping them in, but we're deloading completely from training. We're stopping training completely. We're just washing away, letting joints settle down, muscles settle down, just letting the body fully recover. After a week, we'll run a minimal effective volume block, which will be somewhere around 6 to 8 weeks. And that will be just a minimal effective dose to elicit some growth from muscle groups. So we're not going massive in terms of volume, but we're still getting the minimal effective volume, minimal amount of sets for each muscle group per week to elicit some growth. And that's going to be my plan moving forward in the first 6 to 8 weeks. So that's the way we're going to manage training. We're going to look at all exercise selection through the prep and see if there's anything there that has caused any issues that hasn't been progressing. We're going to pull out certain exercises, and then obviously we're going to change exercises and mix around the training a little bit to really kind of give the client a little kickstart into the off season. But that's where my thought process will be around the training cycle. Then when it comes to NEAT, obviously, if we've been doing a higher step count of maybe 12,000 to 15,000 per day, for me personally, I'm doing 18,000 a day, which is big, but it's something that's easy to recover from. It's something I can manage through work and it suits me. But for most clients, maybe 12,000 to 15,000, we're going to bring that back down to a set point of 10,000 steps and just have that as a baseline. For somebody that maybe was only doing 10 to 12, we'll probably bring down to 8 to 10 and just run that alongside the maintenance calories, along with the adjustments to training volume, along with the adjustments to the cardiovascular work. So the NEAT is something that's obviously very, very easy to recover from. So it's not something that's going to be managing a hugely fatiguing on the body. So it's not something we need to really, really worry about too much. But we're definitely going to downregulate it a little bit just to make it more sustainable for the person, somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000 steps. So we can hit that 10,000 mark and just run that for a day on a daily basis. That will just keep things ticking over nicely. Because again, when we're in the post-prep stage, we want to be in a position where we are trying to gain as much lean tissue as we possibly can, because our body's in a massive, massive position to respond. But we want to minimize fat gain as well. We want to just slowly increase our body weight as we go through the weeks. We don't want a big jump. Now, we're going to take the body to maintenance just to wash away fatigue, give the person a bit more food straight away and make them feel better straight away, so they start to come back in. And obviously training performance then is going to be enhanced from that. So it's going to be a win-win situation. So, but our focus is building quality lean tissue over this next 2 to 3 to 4 months. So that's where we come in with NEAT. Easy recoverable from 10,000 steps. Absolutely no problem for 99% of people. Again, it's individual, but for most people, that should be manageable. And that's what we will look at when we look at a step count. Then when we look at the last variable is health markers. Again, we would have ran blood works at the start of prep, seeing where everything is. And then we will repeat that process and run blood works towards the end of prep, or when we finish our prep completely. Again, we're looking for key factors here. We're looking for key indicators of maybe a drop in iron, zinc, magnesium, B vitamins, how's testosterone, especially in males. Again, looking for females, how are they actually feeling hormonally wise? How's their body responding post-prep? And again, we'll get a few indicators here from the blood panel that we can say, okay, these are areas that we possibly need to really focus on improving. Maybe B vitamins are really low, so we're going to focus on that through the food first approach, or maybe supplementation, or go to our GP. And again, just working on that to get everything back in line in our recommended daily allowances and daily values, and make sure our body's in its best position moving forward post prep. So blood works can be a huge advantage, guys, in terms of getting the most out of your prep, and also in terms of understanding when you finish prep what needs to be looked at and what needs to be your focus needs to be put towards. And this is really, really important. But they are the key variables you need to look at when you prep. You start your prep in a very good position, higher calorie, loads of energy, very, very good amount of muscle mass if possible. Training has been quality all the way through your off season. And then you're going to start, obviously, with you've minimum cardio, like I said, our baseline cardio, 3 20-minute sessions, 2 20-minute sessions, and then our step counts somewhere around 8,000 to 10,000. We're going to start increasing all these as we move through prep. And obviously then when we get to the end of prep, we start to decrease all these again, but not in the manner you think. A lot of people, I think, glorify the post show, post shoot thing with the whole world of binge eating, and that's something that I don't advocate at all. I am 100% supportive of all my clients who prep, and my ethos around the post prep meals are basically, if they get off stage on a Saturday, absolutely go and enjoy yourself Saturday evening. Sunday, no tracking, no nothing. Monday, we're back on it again. We're bringing everything back up to its baseline. So I'm not going to mention calories to the person or any adjustments to the person for at least 2 days. Let them totally relax, enjoy people around them, enjoy the moment, enjoy some nice food. And then 2 days later, we're going to start to talk about, okay, here are your calories going forward. Here's training, here's cardio, here's NEAT, and you're getting your blood works done. So we're starting to start to think again. And it's not about, oh, we have to be always tracking food, but it's just bringing the person back into the world of, okay, we need to just get ourselves back here, get a bit of training going. You'll feel better for it 100%. Remember, you've got more food to eat now, so there's no issue there. And all these things will play a huge part in what the response will be post-prep. And this is really important, because if we lose sight of what you did for the last 16 to 20 weeks and just throw it all out the window, and I see this a lot at the moment with YouTubers basically driving the whole sense of binge eating after prep, glorifying 10,000 calorie challenges and all this kind of stuff just for hits and views. And all this is doing is creating a culture of, okay, that's what prep is all about. It's just getting to the absolute shredded leanness you can, the lowest quality, the lowest possible set point of body fat, and then go and just enjoy yourself with 10,000 calorie challenges and eat anything you want and all the fast food joints and all this. The problem is in the world of physique and in the world of physique sports, that is huge at the moment, and a lot of the younger generation coming up and the younger athletes coming in are seeing this, and it's going to affect them 100% because they're going to think that's the right thing to do. So it's really important as coaches that we educate our clients, we educate our athletes, and we educate them in the proper ways to go through prep, the science-based protocols, and really work on listening to the likes of the guys from 3DMJ, where they talk about recovery diets and reverse dieting. And I think and that's where the recovery diet, and I would have seen from 3DMJ and Eric Helms and all them guys, where they would have tried the whole reverse diet. And we've always done, a lot of us have tried the reverse diet, where we've increased calories slowly over a number of weeks, but it's very difficult for the athlete because of pressures of people around them wanting to take them out, socializing, stuff like that. So I found, listening to the guys, that the best protocol that I've used over the last few months and years with clients is the recovery diet, where we move to maintenance as quickly as possible and we decrease output through training response, cardio, steps, and whatever, and get our blood works done and make sure everything is back in play there. And again, once the client understands and you understand this process, you'll understand why we're doing it this way and why it's going to be massively beneficial for you moving forward. So that's the key thing to get the most out of your prep, is you need to be in a position where you can say, okay, I am going through prep and I know exactly now what I need to do post prep. And I know that I'm going to get a massive response in terms of if I can really, really focus on I'm recovering really, really well, get my health markers back, then what you're going to see is you're going to see a good response body composition wise, because you're going to see a good quality lean tissue being put on the frame. You're going to see the difference in your physique coming out of prep a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later. And that's going to be the biggest win for you, because you're going to see, okay, I've just went through a prep and now I actually look really good 2 or 3 months out, or 2 or 3 months post. I've managed my weight gain, I've managed calories, I've managed training load, I'm enjoying training now again, my energy's back, sleep is back. And again, when we talk about health markers, and that's something I didn't go into, is sleep. Sleep can get affected, mood can be affected, we can be very food focused toward the end of prep. So when it comes to the health marker side of things, that's all encompassing. We look at all them areas. Sleep is of utmost importance when it comes to recovery for the body, and when it comes to growth for the body, when it comes to managing fatigue, we have to make sure our sleep cycle is quality. So at the end of prep, and me personally as well, my sleep isn't great at the moment, and I'm working on protocols as best I can this close to show to manage it, but it's not easy. What I would say there advice wise would be, it's just important to get your sleep cycle back properly, focus on your downtime in the evening, have a morning routine and a nighttime routine, and really set that in stone and get your sleep cycle back as soon as possible, because that's going to be a huge win for you. So that's it, guys. That's where the whole post prep recovery diet comes from. That's kind of my approach on it for my clients, and I find it works really, really well, and clients are very, very happy with it. They come out of their prep in a good position. They cut months down the line, they're looking so much better, they're performing really well, and they're looking forward to another prep. That's the biggest thing here. It's not just a case of prepping to jump on stage once, it's prepping to be an athlete, to go after this for a few years and get the best results you can. It took me 5, 6, 7 years competing, I think it was 6 years competing, to really get a result from bodybuilding. And it was last year when the penny dropped. Everything, all my years of training, all my years of dieting, everything came to fruition last year. And this year has been one of the strongest preps I've had in terms of my overall look and body composition is so much better. There's been growth in the off season. I'm not saying it's easy now, it's very, very difficult in this last 3 weeks, I must say, and that's something I'm going to speak about towards the next 2 weeks, about my final kind of thoughts on my prep and how it was. But it hasn't been easy, and it hasn't been easy towards the end, and this is the digging part, this is the tough part, but I know that's there, I know it's coming. But the key thing for me is, again, having that plan in place post shows, and be ready to go into the off season, and be ready to attack and grow in the off season, and get everything back to where it should be. But that's a nice little protocol for you now, guys. I hope everybody gets some tips and tricks from that. and can start to input them in their own training and in their own recovery dieting protocols, because that's going to be a huge, huge advantage if you can kind of get a structure in place. And then every time you prep, if you haven't got a coach, at least you know, have some idea of what to do and what, how you can manage stress, manage fatigue, and just get the best results you can post-prep. So again, guys, thanks a million for listening to another episode of Reach Repeat Podcast. I would really appreciate it if you would screenshot and share the podcast on your social media platforms. It would be so helpful if you could do that. Just tag the gym at peakperformance.academy, or tag myself at coach.bobbyinwright on the podcast as well. I would really appreciate that. And again, thanks a million, guys, for listening to another episode of Reach Repeat Podcast with your host, Bobby Inwright.